Today we're discussing the halachic shayla of whether one is obligated to stand before someone who's doing a mitzvah and how that affects many of the customs that we have. Before we begin, as always, it should not be relied upon for halachic psak, and a rav should be consulted. The source for this concept of standing before someone who's doing a mitzvah is from the mitzvah of Bikurim. The Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph, tells us that when people would bring Bikurim, bring the first fruits to Yerushalayim, they would do the mitzvah of bringing Bikurim. All the people who were working in Yerushalayim would stand up before them. Rav Yochanan says, "Mipneihem omdim, mipnei tamidei chacham ein omdim." And Rav Yochanan says an unbelievable thing, and that is, these workers were required to stop working in order to stand before people who were bringing Bikurim, but they were not obligated to do so when a Talmud Chacham walked in the room, even though you're supposed to stand up before a Talmud Chacham. V'adarta p'nei zakin, as the pasuk says, you're supposed to stand up before a Talmud Chacham. They were not obligated to stop their work to stand up before a Talmud Chacham, but they were obligated to stop their work to stand up before those who are bringing Bikurim. So Amar Rav Yossi Bar Avin says, Bo rei kama chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. We see from here how great a person who's doing a mitzvah is. Shari p'nei omdim, p'nei tamidichem ein omdim. The Gemara says, we see from here how great it is to do a mitzvah, because the workers stopped what they were doing in order to bring the stand up before those who are fulfilling the mitzvah of bringing Bikurim, but they were not standing up before Talmidei Chacham. So we see that how great it is, the people who are doing Bikurim, that we would stand up for them. The Gemara responds, no, v'dilma shani hasam dimkeinat tamachshil l'asad lava. The Gemara says perhaps they stood up for those who were doing Bikurim because they came all this way, you know, they walked so far, and if you don't stand up for them, they're going to feel not appreciated. And perhaps next time they won't bring Bikurim. So that's why we stand up for them. At the end of the day, we see from here that there is a precedent, there is a concept to stand up for those who are doing a mitzvah. That's what they did for those who are bringing Bikurim. We stood up for those who are bringing Bikurim. There is such a concept to stand up for those who are doing a mitzvah. This concept is brought down by the Rambam in Perek Dalet Hilchos Bikurim. Halacha Yitzayin, they would stand up for those doing a mitzvah. It appears that not specifically Bikurim, anyone who's doing a mitzvah you should stand up for. As the Gemara said, Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, it's an honorable thing to do a mitzvah that people stand up for you. The Rav Bar Tanura in his Pirush HaMishnah in Bikurim, Paragimel, Mishnah Gimel, brings down this halach of standing up for those of Bikurim. And he says, Mikan chayav in la'ama b'pnei noisei hameis v'noisei hatinikul bris mila. He says over here that we see the same way we stood up for those who are doing Bikurim, so too you have to stand up when they're bringing the dead body. When people are bringing the dead body to the funeral home and to the, to the burial, you have to stand up. And so too when they're bringing the bris milah, they call it a kfater, they bring the bris milah, they bring the baby, not the bris milah, they bring the baby to be circumcised. When they enter the room and carry the baby, you have to stand up. You have to stand up because they're doing the mitzvah. Now, and this is brought down, by the way, in Rav Kiveger, Reish Samachai Sefalov. The Taisus Anshei Shem already points out that when you carry the baby, it's not really the mitzvah, it's more on the way to do a mitzvah. But okay, the point is, anytime people are on the way to do a mitzvah, like the people who are carrying the body to burial, or the person who's carrying the baby to the circumcision, you have to stand up for them. The Shulchan Aruch in Yeradeus, in Shin Samach Aleph, Sif Dalet, writes, the Shulchan Aruch says that even if you're in a situation where you do not have to go accompany the body to burial, you have to stand up for those who are carrying the body. At the end of the day, when you see a body on its way to the burial, you have to stand up. So what's the reason for standing up? So the Taz explains that you have to stand up not for the body, but for the people who are carrying the body, because the people who are carrying the body, they're doing a mitzvah, they're being gomel chesed, they're doing a chesed, they're helping in the mitzvah of burial. So too, you have to stand up for them. You're not standing up for the mace, you're not standing up for the dead body, you're standing up for the people who are performing the mitzvah of carrying the body. And that's also the opinion of the two. And really, it's a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in Bikurim says, Amar Rav Yossi Bei Rav Bun, Ilin Tekayomin Min Kume Misa. Rav Yossi Bei Rav Bun said that those who stand up for the dead body, Lo Min Kume Misa Inun Kayomin Lo. They're not standing up for the body, Ela Min Kume Ilin Degamlin Lechesed. They're standing up for those who are carrying the body, who are performing the mitzvah of Chesed. The Taz ends off by saying, that Yesh la'amid lefanim. The Taz says, we see from here that any person is performing a mitzvah, you have to stand up for him. V'chei mashma, and then he brings from this Gemara. The Sefer Chassidim in Siman Tov Kuf Pei adds that even if the person performing the mitzvah is an Amoritz, even if he's an Amoritz, you have to stand up for them. The Pischei Tshuva also writes this, Pischei Tshuva in Yeridea Siman Reish Nun Vav Sif Aleph writes that if you see someone collecting tzedakah for poor people, you have someone who gets up and the rabbi gets up and he's collecting tzedakah for poor people, you have to stand up for them, because he's fulfilling the mitzvah of tzedakah. He does say that im zehagovim mekabel schar tichasa in b'chlaza. If the guy's getting paid for this, that's one thing. A lot of times you have chassidim who are collecting tzedakah, they're not necessarily collecting tzedakah for themselves, they're being paid to collect tzedakah for other people. Then it's not considered as much of a mitzvah because they're doing their job. But if you have a person going around out of the kindness of his heart, he's collecting tzedakah for someone, he's doing a mitzvah, you have to stand up for him. Similarly, the Ramah in Siman Nun Aleph writes that the custom is to stand up when you say the tefillah of Vayivarech David in davening in the morning. Part Pesuk of the Zimri, we say Vayivarech David, he says you have to stand up for Baruch Shamar, Vayivarech David, and Yishtabach. He doesn't explain why. So it's unclear why. So Rav Reuven Margolius in his Pirush Nefesh Chaya on Aruch Chaim writes that the reason why you stand up is because it's considered a Birchas Hodah. There are certain mitzvahs, there are certain brachos that are blessings where Hodah, we're thanking Hashem, like Birchas HaGomel, and similar to Birchas Shachiyanu. There are certain brachos that are thanking, blessings of thanks. And the opinion of Rav Yaakov Emden in his Siddur is that although you can say these brachos while sitting down, it's a nice thing to do is to stand up. L'chachilo, you should stand up. So says Rav Reuven Margolius, Vayivarech David, it says Baruch Atah Hashem, and it has a little bit of Hodah in there, and therefore we stand up because it's similar to Birchas Hodah. However, I saw Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky had a completely different shot. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, and it's brought down in the Sefer Emes Liyakov, he says the reason why we stand up is very interesting. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkat and Yutes that the Arizal during Vayivarech David would give tzedakah. So says Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, historically, during Vayivarech David, people will give tzedakah. So because people will give tzedakah during the tefillah of Vayivarech David, the custom was to stand for those who are in the process of giving tzedakah. Because as we saw before, there's such a concept of those who are performing a mitzvah, you should stand up for them. Likewise, Rebelsky Shlita, in a Sefer Shulchan Alevi, Daf Ayin Reish Hei, he asks that a lot of people have the custom that when the chassan and kala walk past, everyone stands up on their way to the chuppah. So the question is, why? What's the reason for that? So says Rebelsky, perhaps that's a similar reason. The chassan's on his way to do a mitzvah, and the kala, it's not really a mitzvah, according to the Ran. She's helping the chassan in her mitzvah, according to some mafarshim, she's chayv in l'shevis yitzara. I can't go into this right now, but she's at least helping the chassan in fulfilling his mitzvah. Therefore, because they're on the way to do a mitzvah, you should stand up for them. It's a similar concept. Rebelsky does say that Moshe Feinstein did not stand up for the chassan and kala. And you'll see a lot of people don't stand up. Rebelsky, as a side, Rebelsky does say that even if you hold that you don't have to stand up, if everyone is standing up and you're sitting down, then it's a little bit of disrespectful. So you really should stand up if everyone else is standing up. But the concept is that Rav Moshe finds he didn't stand up. So what's the reason why he didn't stand up? According to what we saw before, you have to stand up the same way by Bikurim. So I think there are three explanations as to why one is not obligated to stand up by doing a mitzvah, for those who are doing a mitzvah. The Marsha on the Gemara asks the question, how come, he writes, how come by Bikurim you have to stand up, but how come by other mitzvahs we don't have the concept of standing up? So the Mashal clearly didn't have the custom of standing up for those who are doing a mitzvah. He says the reason is because of the Rambam. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnah writes that the reason why we had to stand up for Bikurim as opposed to other mitzvahs is because by Bikurim, it wasn't one person. The process of Bikurim was that as this farmer was bringing his fruits, there was a whole entourage that would go out to greet him. So now you have not just one person, you have a whole group of people coming with the person at the Bikurim. So because there's a kavod of a kahal, there's a whole congregation walking, we have to stand up. But if an individual is doing a mitzvah alone, you don't have to stand up. That's what the Rambam says. It's only because there's a group of people, this is a whole commotion, there's a whole lot of people, but an individual is doing a mitzvah, perhaps you don't have to stand up. Again, according to the Sefer Chassidim before, the Sefer Chassidim seems to feel that even an individual does a mitzvah, but that the opinion of the Rambam seems to be that only a group of people, when it's a large group of people who are performing, or at least a part of this mitzvah, then you have to stand up, and not an individual. In addition, the Gemara at the end, the Gemara says perhaps the only reason why you stand up for Bikurim is to make them feel appreciated, and Shalolach Shilun Lasid Lavo, we want them to do this mitzvah next time. And if we don't stand up for them, perhaps they're not going to do it next time. So it would appear, and that's the way the Meiri and Chulin paskins this way, and Daf Nadal and Rebbeis, so it would appear that the only reason why we have to stand up by Bikurim is not because it's a mitzvah, but because we want to show them appreciation in order to make sure that they'll do it the next time. We want the process to be very pleasant for them so that next time they think, I want to go down to Yerushalayim because it's nice. If that's not the case, meaning a regular mitzvah where we're not concerned that they're not going to do it, perhaps there's no obligation. In addition, the Yerushalmi adds that the reason why we stand up for Bikurim is because Bikurim happens only once a year. Therefore, it's not a big deal to make people stand up. But a mitzvah, it says, that happens all the time, it's very, very, it's a lot more difficult, and therefore maybe there's no obligation. The Neid Bihuda in Aruch Chaim Siman Chav Zayin, Madur Kama, he also kind of hints to this, that there might be a difference between a mitzvah that happens every day to a more frequent mitzvah than to a mitzvah that happens once a year. So again, according to this, I don't think you would have to stand up for those who are carrying the dead body, and you perhaps wouldn't have to stand up for those who are giving tzedakah and for chasen and kala, because they happen more frequently than once a year. That's what it appears. So again, so these seem to be the different opinions. Again, it seems to be machlokes, as a rav should be consulted. All questions could be sent to avizakatinsky@gmail.com, avizakutinsky@gmail.com.